Well, back down to earth tonight, Neil?
funny game, isn't it? Football, it takes your highs and lows. And, you know, I thought they scored the freak goal. Listen, I'll be honest with you. First half, they were the better side than us. I think they should have gone 3 or 4-1 up. We made a couple of changes. People just weren't at it. Second half, thought we were exceptional. I really did. I thought we moved the ball really well. They scored a freak goal. It didn't kill us, which showed the character. We still had a goal. And then, you know, young Jack slips at the end and Aaron slips and they go and make it 3-1. But they're a good side. They're a well-organised, well-drilled side. And, you know, I fancied them before the game to be up there. And seeing what I've seen now, I fancy them to be up there after the game. But like I said in there, I can handle losing, and I can handle losing when we play well. And I think we play well second half.
Good response from substitutes, though, particularly at the end there. Beautiful interplay. But Donoghue on the left-hand side, he seemed to really grasp his opportunity.
Yeah, and I think he did. And I said to both lads at half-time, shirts are up for grabs, and they are. You know, Saturday's gone now, hasn't it? It's, you know, you've got to follow it up. You're only as good as your last game. And unfortunately, you know, a couple of people underperformed today. But on, you know, that's going to happen. And it's a bit like the keeper. The keeper makes a mistake. He's a hero away at Radcliffe. You know, 10 days ago or 14 days ago, and tonight, you know, he's made a mistake and probably won't forget that for the rest of his career. But it's happened, can't hang him out to dry. It's happened, we've got to move on from it. But like I said, I am happy with the way we played second half.
And Tunde Olabi, a beautiful finish, just picking up where he left off really from the other day
against the run of play. Thought they started well, but you've got someone like Tunde's quality, and he smashes in the bottom corner. But you could hear me, you probably could see me getting the instructions onto the pitch. We were playing too expansive, and Tunde, you know, when he scored his goal, he was playing off the shoulder of the nine, and he was playing narrow, and I was trying to get him to do that first half, because that's where we get our goals. I just thought that we were too wide, we let the fullbacks get out too many times, and that's not us. And I don't know if it was tired legs or hangover, I'm not sure, but second half, you know, the changes revitalised the side, and I think they had a goal, you know,
So, what do you think are the differences between, when you talk about the quality of Baysford, who haven't got a great record, but they are second in the table, what is it that they have sometimes that your boys are still developing, trying to learn?
It's experience in key areas. You know, you look at their side today, I think six of them played in the Ilkeston side 5 years ago. You know, they're all 29, 30. You know, that's what happens when I've got to tell you, you've got a decent budget. You have. You can bring in experienced lads who are still good at this level. They're very, very good at this level. But if you look at their side, I think bar two, I think everyone's over 25 tonight. You know, it's a big physical experience side, and, you know, fair play to him. He's done a great job as Chets, and I think they'll go a long way. You know, I think we've now played South Shields, Baysford, Warrington, you know, I'm looking at the league there, Lancaster, you know, and I've been impressed with South Shields. We should have got some. I've been impressed with Warrington. We got some. I've been impressed with these tonight, and I think we should have got something.
These, to be honest, the ingredient that I saw with these was that they've got really good composure on the ball. They use it. They know one another. They have great recovery shape, you know, where it's really hard to get at them. In the second half there, maybe in the last 10 minutes or so, with Lennon and Donoghue just linking up, it was great little interplay. But that first time delivery into the box is so important.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, I look at them tonight, and, you know, my team's great. I'm really proud of my team, but he's been fives, growling centre half, threes growling, the skipper's growling. I'm looking at the front end of the pitch, and they're experienced lads. They're hard to play against, and, you know, they've set up a game plan. They knew we could play football. Chets just said, you've got a great team there, but the Beatles on the counter attack, and they've done it well. And you've got to credit teams like that. You have to do. We've still got a long way to go. And I said, you know, it doesn't surprise me that we hammered someone on Saturday, but it equally doesn't surprise me that we're going to get beat tonight, because that's what young lads are going to do. That's what new sides are going to do. And we've just got to develop that consistency when we play the top sides. Go and take a point. You know, go and take a point, because I've just said to the lads, my points total over the two games was 4 points. We've just fallen short of it.
You didn't feel there was any hangover, that there was any sense of...
No, I didn't.
We're on the roll now.
I think their shape in the first 20 minutes confused us, and even though we lined it up inside and I showed a couple of clippings about what they do, I just don't think we retained it. I think we then got a foothold in the game, and at half-time at 1-1, I was breathing a sigh of relief at half time, because they should have gone in. They should have, you know, gone in front before. But then we changed a few things. We brought the subs on. We changed our shape slightly, and we had a right go at them. But we just, like Roy just said, we just didn't have that final bit of intricacy. You know, you think how many times we've got wide, and bless Aaron Morris, he's in bits in there. But, you know, when you get that much ball in the game and you waste that much ball, his head's all over the place. For me, the pleasing thing is he keeps getting in that position. 19, 20-year-old, he keeps getting in there. And I said to him at 2-1, just deliver one. one and we'll go and stand at the back stick. And tonight, where he's now, but his energy, his endeavour, you know, I want to work with Aaron. He's a great lad. He's in pieces. I look at Doddy on my left back. He's up and down. And it's the way we want to play football.
He's the best player of the night for me, Doddy. I lap him up.
It's the way we want to play football. And, you know, Aaron Morris will have good days on his delivery. And, you know, people will do. And I'm certainly not going to stand there and criticise. They're playing the way we want them to play.
But we could see, like, you know, to be honest, off that first half, I was saying to James, like, you know, that for me, there's a couple of tweaks. And it's just so happens. You saw it in exactly the same way.
Yeah.
And we were talking. I said, what he's done is he's tried to bolster the midfield in case of any counter-attacks, but also give us that support when we counter-attack, you know, and that's what it is, you know.
I mean, we were lucky.
The lads will learn it.
Yeah, Curran dropped out in the warm-up. Big, big miss. Yeah. You know, Alex Curran's big miss. And I just thought we missed his stretching play. You know, Charlie's great in there, but he doesn't stretch play like Curran does do. So we missed that. And then I thought second half when we brought on maybe a bit more legs, Donoghue and Regan both stretched players that way and got our fullbacks out. But listen, it's one of them games. We've got to accept defeat tonight. I don't like it. We've got to accept it. We've got to congratulate Baseford.
Beat by a good side.
Yeah, by a good side. You know, our challenge is to be in and around the, you know, the top eight, and that's still very realistic, you know, looking at the league table tonight. So what is it, three points outside the playoffs still. So, you know, we're going to Atherton now in good spirits, and then we'll get ready. And obviously the trophy draw is just around the corner, so it's going to be an entertaining couple of games.
Yes, another trip to Radcliffe apparently in the trophy, I hear.
I think I'll take my body armour, I think. So, but no, listen, I'm sorry to the fans tonight that we haven't got the win, but listen to the fans, that we are pleased with the second half performance.
Everybody's understanding of that, definitely.
And we've just got to eradicate mistakes and build on consistency.